the night this object that I sighted was the night of the day that this Captain Mantrell was killed. The night that I was on duty, I was in the direction finding shack, which is about a mile from the other buildings, operations and airways and the tower, which is about two-thirds to three-quarters of the way down the north-south runway at Lockford. Before we'd go on duty, we always stopped by the operations and get a copy of the weather, and all the aircraft flying, military aircraft, flying in the vicinity of Columbus would call and give a position report. Now, Airways was the one that officially took the position report. The overcast was 1,200 feet. It was dark. And inside the shack, I never turned the lights on because the illumination of all the dials and the meters and everything was sufficient for just sitting in there listening to the radio or whatever. The only time I'd turn the light on would be when an aircraft would be in trouble and call me for an emergency. Well, then I'd turn the lights on so I'd be sure and get in the right heading. So I was laying there on my back, just looking out the window, and practically right over my head was at a 30-degree angle from vertical. Down through the overcast comes this great big round red object. I thought it was an aircraft falling in flames. So I jump off of the box and start to reach for the mic or the telephone. And I see that it isn't an aircraft. I know the tower called me before I even got a chance to call him. And he said, "What the hell is that out there over your station?" And I told him, "I don't know." I said, it's just a great big round red ball. So I tell him to call Airways. So he calls the Airways operator, and him and the captain, that's the meteorologist that night, they come to the door and they look at it. It stops just as it comes through the overcast and hovers there in the air, and there's no sound, and it don't stand perfectly stationary. Now it maneuvers around, makes goes 100 feet or kind of circles, and it just is maneuvering around in the air without any great distance. After it's been there for about 5 minutes, and all the time I'm trying to contact another aircraft on the radio, and so is the tower. We've got different frequencies, so we're trying to call an aircraft to take a pass through there and tell us what it is. Well, it starts from an absolute, perfectly stationary position and makes a circle of the entire base. The north-south runway is 1 mile long, and there's at least three-quarters or so of a mile from the end of the runway to the limits of the base at the north, and there's about a quarter of a mile or so maybe to the south. So this makes this object make a circle better than 6 miles. It accelerated to speed of excess of 1,000 miles an hour, comes back and stops instantly. It didn't slow down, throw on any brakes and coast to a stop. It comes, just stops like it run into a wall. And when it comes back, it's still right over my head, but it has drifted to the southwest. This object has drifted when it came back and stopped, and through its maneuvers, I call it drifting, which actually it wasn't really drifting. It just had moved to the southwest. Now, that's against the wind. And when it got down nearly to the edge of the base, just a little past the end of the runway, it descended to the ground vertically. Just came clear of the ground and stayed at the ground 10, maybe 15 seconds, rose vertically back up to just under the overcast. We had gotten in contact with an airplane by that time that was coming from Wright Field. He said he couldn't see anything. He was too far out yet. But I think the object itself detected this airplane approaching Lockford because because just before the airplane arrived at Loughran, it went back up into the overcast and disappeared.